So I'll say just a short idea on the parasha. So the parasha begins with the halachos of Bikurim. The halachos of Bikurim. Right, bringing first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. So there's an incredible number of incredible and profound symbolisms and metaphor with bringing the first fruits. So one of the interesting things that we have is the Mikra Bikurim. You don't just bring the basket of fruits, but halacha l'maisa, you also, there's a whole Mikra, there's a whole set of psukim that are said. And so the Pasuk says, this is in Perek Chav Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. You come to the coin with your basket, and you hand them over the basket, and you recite the Pasuk, and it says, Va'amar to lifnei Hashem Elokecha. You have to say, so we'll say this is actually, the truth is, this is after Mikra Bikurim. This is really what's called Vidui Meiser. Right? So Vidui Meiser means the confession that every certain number of years you make this declarative statement saying that you have dispensed all of your various tithes, right? You've given away everything you're supposed to give away. You're supposed to say before Hashem, your God, Perech Avav Pasuk Gimel, chapter 26, verse 13. You should say before God, Biyarti HaKodesh Min Abayis. Literally, again, I've dispensed. I've given away all of my tithes. Any kodesh, any tithe items that I had, I've dispensed them. The gam nasatev lalevi, I've given to the levi what's owed to him. La ger, la yosam, la amana. I will say ger yosam amana usually refer to the poor, right? I've given to the poor everything I'm supposed to give to them. Kichol mitzvascha sher tzivisani, anything you commanded me to do, I did. I didn't violate anything, and I did not forget. Asks the Ger Rebbe the Sfas Emes. The pasuk doesn't read well. I just said I did everything you asked me to do. Below avarti mitzvascha, and I didn't go ahead and I didn't violate everything. I did everything you asked me to do, and then it says what? V'lo shachachti. I didn't forget. Obviously, if I just said that I did everything I'm supposed to do, I didn't forget. So asks the Ger Rebbe, Zechetzate the Kaddish Levracha, why do you have to say V'lo Shachachti? And the Rebbe says something amazing. His question, if I perform the mitzvah, Hari Memela in a Shochimosa. Of course, if I performed it, then what? I didn't forget it. Listen to the Rebbe. Mira Shalokin Adavar. He says, not necessarily so. Efshar Lishkoach Mitzvah. Sometimes you could profoundly forget a mitzvah even though it looks like you're performing it. See, I will say what the Rebbe says is something so profoundly amazing. Sometimes you could be behaviorally meticulous. Sometimes you could be mechanistically detailed. Sometimes you could do everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of you from the mitzvahs. Yet what? Shachachti. I forget why I'm doing this. Why do I do the things that I do? Why do I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that I serve Him? Why is it important for me to learn Torah? Why is it important for me to do mitzvahs? Why is it important for me to give tzedakah to be a Baal Chesed? Why do I do these things? And a person could be behaviorally meticulous, mechanistically attentive, but yet I forget why it is that I do the things that do. Rabosai, why do we do the things that we do day in and day out in our Yiddishkeit? It's for one simple reason. For kirvas Elokim, for a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for a shifty b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayai. I'm doing all this stuff, but shachachti, I've forgotten why I'm doing it. A Jew does mitzvahs for one reason, Rabosai. Because ultimately, again, I want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to feel His presence in my life. I want to feel His embrace. I want to live my life close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But says the Sfas Emes, that sometimes ultimately, again, we go through all the details and we're very careful with all the details. But shachachti, I forgot why I'm doing all of this. I forgot what the purpose is. And I both say the Rebbe's words are so profound. V'zu shichacha. V'lachin, what does the farmer say? V'avarti mimitzvosecha. Yes, I did all the details. Kiyamti osam. I did everything you asked of me. I dotted every I, crossed every T, every hider, every chumma, whatever you wanted me to do. But more important, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than all the details. Let's say, just as important as all the details. V'lo shachachti. I never forgot why I was doing all of those things. We'll say, you know, in this time of year, when we focus ultimately again on ourselves and do a little bit of a spiritual inventory and try to look inside of ourselves and try to look at what we've done and what we haven't done over the course of the year, I would venture to say that many times we find that detail-wise, I'm good, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, we're good people, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, right? I'm fulfilling the mitzvahs, doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of me. But a lot of times, shachachti, I've forgotten about the neshama of my Yiddishkeit. I've forgotten about the fact that my goal in life, I have one singular goal. It's the same goal David HaMelech had. We just said before, Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. You know, once you have Shifti Beveis Hashem, once you have closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything else falls into place. But Shachachti, a lot of times I forget about that in the course of life. I do what I'm supposed to do. I'm a Shomer Shabbos, I'm a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, I wear tzitzis, I put on tefillin, I daven, I learn, I do all the stuff I'm supposed to do. But there's only one problem, which is one little detail. I've forgotten about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll say craziness. How could that happen? I'm serving God all day. I'm waking up at crazy hours in the morning. Of course I'm serving. But you know what I'm saying? You know how it is. Sometimes you can go through all the details, but you forget why you're doing all of those things. Lo shachachti. This is the time of year when I will say, you know, especially it's Shabbos Lichus. And again, we don't have time for it now because I'm already running over time. But Shabbos Lichus, I will say, in and of itself, has a powerful, powerful avoda. Slichus itself is the time where ultimately, again, Elul is all about introspection. But let's be honest. Let's be honest. Elul's also, it's been warm, so it's been a little bit like summer, right? And also, we're kind of getting into school, and we're running in multiple different directions. And as much as I said Rosh Chodesh is going to be different, it's kind of been a lot of the same. Okay, so now it's Yimei Slichus. It's Shabbos of Slichus. And I will say, you know, Slichus, it's not about beating yourself up. Yeah, I have to own my mistakes. I have to own my missteps. But it's also about asking myself, Shachachti, Ibn Hashem, if I'm honest with myself, I think I've forgotten you a lot. I haven't forgotten your details, the details I've got down, right? The behaviors I've got down. But I feel like maybe I've forgotten about you a little bit. Not in a sinful way, but in an ashamadik way. So now is our opportunity to say, Lo avarti mitzvosecha asher tzivisani. I'm sorry. Kichol mitzvoscha asher tzivisani. Lo avarti mitzvosecha. I've done everything. But maybe also shachachti. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now, I want to be able, over these coming days, to be able to say in a declarative way, V'lo shachachti. Not only have I been good with the details, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to forget you as well. Because anything and everything I do in life, I do with one purpose, which is ultimately to remember you, to come close to you. And even if I haven't been so successful in that until now, from this point forward, it changes. From this point forward, I bring you back into my life. From this point forward, I realize that anything and everything I do is to come closer to you. And halavai we should be zocha to be successful in that journey. And even if we have forgotten about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to acutely remember him in the days to come. Amen. Amen.